This podcast is brought to you by All Family Pharmacy. This is your family pharmacy where you can get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, and even your daily meds, all online. Go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10 to save 10% right now. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10.
Nothing gets you going in the morning like a good cup of Joe and a little Howie Carr, right?
We love Howie Carr, right?
I was referred to today as 1970s Boston.
Hey, paperboy.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We are broadcasting live all afternoon from the 110 Grill in Woburn, Massachusetts. And we welcome any listeners, anybody who wants to come on down. It's a great restaurant. You know the 110 Grill. There are 40 locations around the Northeast. And we are we'll be here, and if you spend $20 here, you can get a complimentary copy of one of my books. We've got Paperboy, You Understand American, Rifleman, all sorts of things. And we have one glass container cup. What would you call it? It's a large coffee cup.
I think you got those
for the state police. Yeah, no, someone brought me four, a VIP.
Wait, no, I remember what happened. Someone brought you them. The mail manager liked to drink her coffee out of them, and then you broke the cup that she liked to use.
No, she broke.
That was the bowl.
Yeah. So we brought it, and the thing was it wasn't quite the same cup, because the original cup had, instead of an Indian on the state seal, it had a state cop.
And they switched it out.
I don't know why they switched it out, but they did. But anyway, they're nice cups, and we have too many of them at the studio. So we brought a few to give away. One left. 844-500-4242. Come on down, everybody. Come on down. Is this guy raising his hand for the? You want? Have you got a book? You have a choice between the book and the cup. Oh, this is the guy from. You're from Maine. What do you want? A Mass state cop. Okay.
I didn't know there was going to be a litmus test. You're going to start.
I know.
Quizzing people.
I'm just kidding him. We got people from everywhere here today. We got people from Maine. We have people from Vermont. We got New Hampshire. We got Connecticut. I've talked to two people that are going on the Italy trip.
Oh, nice!
In October.
Did the guy who I told you about from the beginning of the show, did he get one of the cups?
Yes.
He made his girlfriend get ready at 10:30 a.m. so he could get one of the cups.
That's why I'm surprised they lasted. Is that even one of them lasted this long? 844-500-4242. We got a lot to get to today. Someone wants to talk about this amazing story in the Herald today. We got the credit card records of all the constitutional officers, and we started with Andrea Campbell, the Attorney General, and she's just been on this world tour. All right, you lost it. Darn, you lost it, Scarborough. Yeah. someday you'll try to forget all that stuff I told you. 844-500-4242. So the stuff on Andrea Campbell, she's just been everywhere. And again, on Sunday, we're gonna do another. Another story on it, and it's going to be how much she has spent suing Donald Trump. I'm sure it's going to make the travel expenses look like a walk across the street. 844-500-4242. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, Mr. Carr. I'm wondering, A.G. Campbell, I was looking into her a little bit. I saw she graduated from law school in 2009, didn't become a lawyer until 2012, and has no qualification whatsoever. Was in the Boston City Council, which I don't understand how that qualifies you, unless Tanya Fernandez is also qualified. How is she going to get away with spending all this money going to Bahamas, France, the public money? And, I mean, what do we really know about her? Everything I've seen on her is zero prosecutorial experience, and she compared herself last week to Muhammad Ali fighting Donald Trump. So, I mean, this rhetoric seems to be what they want to spew, but she's totally DEI Democrat, and just like the one in New York and Georgia. So,
Joe, I mean, you know, this. She didn't violate any laws. I mean, she gets elected by the state. She has this giant expense account, and it's up to the voters to do something about this if they don't like it. She's got to, you know, if nobody says anything about it. And by the way, she's a Boston City Councilor, and the first thing she does is once she gets elected is she moves down to the South Coast to some, you know, really nice, bucolic community down there on the seashore. And she works out of the New Bedford office now of the attorney. She doesn't want to come into the gritty city, which, you know, I don't want to go in there either. Probably most people don't want to go in there. But, you know, we weren't Boston City Councilors, you know. Let me read you this, the lead. Massachusetts AG Andrea Campbell spent nearly $300,000 on her taxpayer-funded credit card last year, with expenses ranging from traveling to France and a balmy Caribbean island to hosting an annual holiday party. She went to France to attend a conference alongside counterparts from across the nation. Which nation? France or the United States? Her bill there was $13,627 on state-issued procurement cards, credit cards. The expenses, flights, transportation, and hotel charges are among the largest that she incurred between July 2024 and June 30th, 2025. So I guess that's the fiscal year. Her office's total spending with P cards or procurement cards cost taxpayers some $288,000 last year. $288,000. She traveled with a Mass state trooper and one of her staff members to a conference and related events in Paris and Normandy. Normandy! Oh, God. 844-500-4242. So, you know, some people have been calling today and saying, can you go back to when Mara Healey was the attorney general back in around 2020? She had an assistant by the name of Lydgate who worked under her. And now Lydgate has divorced her husband and has moved into a love nest in Arlington with Mara Healey. Now, do you think that maybe Lydgate and Mara Healey went on conferences together when she was in the state attorney general's office? She was only making $146,000 a year then. She now works in one of these phony baloney nonprofit groups that's supposed to secure elections, which means they're secure fraudulent elections is what it means. And she makes $420,000 a year. $420,000 a year as the sapphic sweetheart of Mara Healey. It's great, isn't it? Pays well. It was a good career move, dumping her husband. And she was making $146,000 when she was living with a guy. Now she's making $420,000. So things are working out for her. James, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, James.
Hey, Howie, up here in Maine. you're talking about Biden's son and drugs, and then, you know, all these kids with the drugs and stuff like that. But, you know, one of the big stories about Mills is up here is about how she was doing all the cocaine and stuff like that when she was younger, and her dad, Peter Mills, the judge, actually got her off on all that.
You know, they've never really been able to prove that, have they? I mean, they've looked for it, and she's been confronted on the streets of Washington with these charges. But I don't know. I know when she was running in 2018, they were scouring the MDEA, the Maine DEA. They were trying to find the records, but they've been scrubbed. As a reporter, I've run into that a lot. You know, the more important they are, the more likely it is that the records have been scrubbed. Just like we never could find the records of Robert Mueller, the guy who was running the cover up of the Russian collusion hoax. We could never find the records of him when he was U.S. attorney saying, I think you should keep these four guys from the North End in prison, even though they didn't kill anybody, because it really behooves us, and our corrupt friends in the FBI would like you to do it. It's amazing. We could find records of Bill Weld, a governor, before he was governor, writing that letter. We could find the guy after Mueller, named Frank McNamara, writing that letter. But somehow, Mueller's letter had disappeared from the state archives when he was trying to frame Donald Trump. How does that work? I try not to let it destroy my faith in the integrity of the deep state. 844-500-4242. Campbell can take the train from New Bedford to Boston. Did they ever complete that train? They did? It's a real train? I didn't... It's
a real train. I took it the first day that it was in operation, and ridership has fallen off quite a bit.
I wonder why. As a former commuter rail patron myself.
And they can't find enough engineers to drive the trains.
Who could have ever predicted this? That the commuter train would not work?
I'm a train guy.
And it took me 2.5 hours to get home from Boston.
Ugh. 844-500-4242. Imagine a scenario where you or your loved ones face a threat. Your first instinct might be to resort to lethal force, but it's crucial to consider a safer, less lethal alternative first to avoid the legal complications associated with firearms. Introducing Byrna. Byrna's less lethal pistol launcher. This device is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammunition and designed to incapacitate an attacker for up to 40 minutes, providing a critical window for you to escape or to get help while minimizing the risk of permanent harm. Here's a real-life account from a Byrna customer named Adam. While heading to his night shift, Adam encountered a road-raging driver who swerved dangerously, stopped abruptly, and aggressively approached him. Remaining calm, Adam dialed 911 and armed himself with his Byrna launcher. He aimed the laser at the aggressor's chest, which immediately de-escalated the situation. The hostile driver returned to his vehicle and awaited the police. The officers confirmed that Adam's non-lethal response was perfectly judged. That night, Byrna didn't just prevent a potential tragedy, it saved two lives without causing physical harm. Byrna is legal in all 50 states, requires no background checks, and can be conveniently shipped directly to your door. More than 500,000 units sold and proudly hand-assembled in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Visit Byrna.com/Howie now for an exclusive 10% discount. That's Byrna.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
All right. 844-500-4242. Breaking. This is a story in the New York Post. Ghislaine Maxwell. I call her Max because I can't pronounce Ghislaine. Max, that's her prison moniker. Gave DOJ info about 100 different people linked to Jeffrey Epstein, lawyer says. The Wall Street Journal says, well, that's all well and good, but tell us about Donald Trump and Alan Dershowitz. Those are the only two we care about. We don't care about the guy who gave him $158 million in 5 years. Leon Black. We don't care about the guy who gave him the mansion in Midtown that's got the picture of Bill Clinton in the blue dress in the lobby. That would be Les Wexner. We don't care about them. We only care about the Republican types. 844-500-4242. Biden's biography title, Little Big Guy. Remember Little Big Man? That was a great movie and a novel. Little Big. That's pretty good. Today's poll question is sponsored by Raycon. Back and better than ever. Raycon's fan favorite, Everyday Earbuds Classic. It returns with active noise cancellation, the one thing they were missing until now. Get 20% off the Everyday Earbuds Classic at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is what should Joe Biden's White House memoir be titled? Don't Jump.
Don't Jump.
Get Ready, Bal.
Get Ready, Bal.
God Save the Queen, Man.
God Save the Queen, Man.
Let's Go Lick the World.
Let's go lick the world. Let's get it done.
Lying Dog-Faced Pony Soldier.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
My word is a Biden.
My word is a Biden.
Not a joke.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
Think about what you'd think about.
Think about what you'd think about.
Working like a belt.
No billionaire should pay a tax rate lower than a teacher, a firefighter, a nurse, someone working like a belt.
Or you know the thing.
Go, you know the thing.
That's a lot of malarkey there. But I'm going to go with not a joke, not a joke.
Not a joke is at 19%. That is in third place. Lying Dog-Faced Pony Soldier and You Know the Thing tied for second place at 20%. In the lead at 25%, My Word is a Biden. Think About What You Think About is at 8%. All others at 2% or under.
I'll bet malarkey would have come in at 5 to 10% if we'd remembered it. But, you know, you can't remember them all. 844-500-4242. So this is a breaking story from the New York Post. Convicted sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell answered questions from Justice Department officials about, quote, 100 different people, unquote, linked to the late pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, an attorney for the disgraced socialite, claimed Friday following 2 days of questioning led by Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. She's in a prison in Florida. David Oscar Marcus told reporters that his client, currently serving a 20-year sentence, was asked about every possible thing you could imagine. Everything. And this was the first opportunity she's ever been given to answer questions about what happened.
That is disgraceful. That this is the first time that this woman's ever spoken about this.
Are you surprised?
No, it's just, it's nuts. It's like everyone's like, Epstein. And then they have this lady who, I mean, now who knows if she's telling the truth. She probably wants to just, like Mark Simone was saying, she probably just wants to get out of jail for the day, but still.
Right. The truth, this is what Marcus, her attorney, said. The truth will come out about what happened with Mr. Epstein, and she's the person who's answering these questions. Trump acknowledged that he had the power to pardon Maxwell or commute her sentence, but added that I haven't thought about the idea. No, he's not going to pardon her. No way. I don't think. Not now. I mean, not now when she hasn't, you know, maybe if she could put some of these billionaires in prison. But what are the odds of that? I'm Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Breaking news from Channel 5. Market Basket Board of Directors Arthur T. Demoulas to meet with mediator in September. We'll dig into that story a little more as we go through the afternoon here. Come on down to the 110 Grill in Woburn. We'll be here all afternoon long, and we're having a great time. Lots of people coming in. It's good to see a lot of new faces and old faces. Joining us now is Michael Whatley. He's the chair of the Republican National Committee. And, Michael, thank you for being with us.
Well, it's great to be on with you, sir.
You know, when we booked this, we thought we were booking the just the Republican National Committee chair. We didn't realize we were booking the probable Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate next year in North Carolina.
Well, I tell you what, it is exciting to kind of be looking at an announcement next week. But in terms of the RNC, very, very happy to be there. And it's an honor that President Trump asked me to take on this role and help us win that election cycle last year. I think that as a party, we have completely been remade in the image of Donald Trump, and we're fighting for every family and every community. And it is a great, great opportunity to be able to join him in that fight.
Now, he's endorsed you for the Senate, hasn't he?
He has, and I think we're going to be making an announcement about that next week. And very, very exciting opportunity.
So, they were a lot of the congressmen, there are a lot of Republican congressmen in North Carolina. They were waiting to see what Lara Trump did, and she decided to pass on it. She's from Wilmington, went to NC State, and then you got involved. Is this going to clear the field of the other congressmen, or are some of them still going to run, do you think?
You know, we'll wait and see kind of how this is going to shake itself out. It is obviously a tremendous honor, to get the support from the president and have him, be able to put out a statement like that. And I think ultimately it comes down to making sure that we're in a position to win North Carolina. You know, we have won every single Senate race since 2008. We've won three times in a row with President Trump. This is a state that is a true battleground state. We are 50-50 in terms of Republicans versus Democrats. The way that the Republicans have continued to win down here is because Republicans listen to the voters. We understand the issues they care about. We put solutions on the table. This is right now a party that is fighting for every family, for every community. And the Democrats are marching off a cliff to the left, and they are an open borders, inflationary spending, weak America party. And that's not where the voters of North Carolina or the voters anywhere else in America want the party to be.
You know, your very likely opponent is going to be the former governor, Roy Cooper. And I used to live in North Carolina, so I follow it a little bit. And Roy Cooper, during COVID, he's in a purple-red state below the Mason-Dixon line, and he acted with the same kind of imperious, power grabs as if he were Pritzker or Cuomo in New York, or Whitmer in Michigan. He was out of control, wasn't he, during COVID?
He absolutely was, and yet he found time to take the mask off and go march around with the Antifa protests. So it was really kind of a very out of step with the values of North Carolina in terms of his whole response to the COVID fights. And, you know, look, I think that if Roy Cooper does decide to get in this race, the voters are going to have a very clear contrast, because he is a guy who's very happy to put his arm around Zohran Mamdani and stand there with AOC and Jasmine Crockett and Bernie Sanders and Gavin Newsom, and really truly look at how you can take North Carolina away from its common sense mooring and try and turn it into a liberal utopia like New York, California, or Illinois.
sounds like it's going to be pretty easy to write your campaign spots next year against Roy Cooper.
Yeah, look, I think that when it comes to North Carolina elections, pretty much like any battleground state, right? Whether it's New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, or Nevada, the fact is that the voters want some basic, simple things. They want a strong economy. They want safety. They want security. They want education for their kids. They want to know that America is going to be the strongest country on the face of the earth. The Democrat Party right now is doing everything they can to go in a different direction than the American voters. The Republican Party, on the other hand, is fighting for the agenda that they used to elect Donald Trump last cycle. And we're going to continue fighting for every family and every community in the country.
How do you think Bill Belichick's going to do as the coach of the Tar Heels?
You know, I got to say, I have a daughter at the University of North Carolina, but I have a degree from Wake Forest, a son at NC State, a son at Clemson. And so, three out of the four are ready for him to fall down. But I have a feeling he will probably be an upgrade from the previous coach.
I heard from people I went to college with that it's a lot harder to get a ticket to Keenan Stadium this fall than it has been in recent decades, shall we say. But anyway, tell us about Donald Trump. How you see the polls every day? How is he holding up in the polls? Even the Wall Street Journal today, which hates him now, had to grudgingly admit that his numbers are holding up.
Oh, absolutely. Look, the president is doing well in the polls because he is delivering every single day on the agenda that he ran on, right? Promises made, promises kept is not just a campaign pledge. It's a way of life for Donald Trump. We're seeing him every single day, through the cabinet, through the White House staff, through all of the administration, and his actions, whether they're executive orders or other actions, are all about making sure that we're rebuilding this economy. We're restoring our borders. We're going to keep our kids and communities safe, and we're going to be the strongest country on the face of the earth. And it is really easy to turn on the TV every single day and see that this man is delivering for the American people. He's the only reason Congress was able to get the big, beautiful bill done. Right now, as long as he delivers on what he campaigned on, he is going to be able to see numbers that are going to hold up.
Yeah, they're trying to make a big deal out of Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein, and the Wall Street Journal, of course, is leading the way. But I mean, don't you think the Democrats are just trying to distract from these revelations that Tulsi Gabbard has been putting out this week about just what a conspiracy it really was to create this Russian collusion hoax back in 2016, 2017?
Yeah, there's no question about it. The Democrats have just taken a hard pivot from Russia, Russia, Russia to Epstein, Epstein, Epstein. They're trying to do anything they can to try and change the narrative. But the fact is, the president is continuing to, deliver every single day for the American people. And what we saw out of the Biden White House, the Obama White House, the Department of Justice, and the intelligence agencies for both of those presidents, is absolutely alarming, and I think that it warrants a full investigation by the Department of Justice.
I just got a text from a guy in Raleigh. He says nobody knows what Whately in North Carolina. He needs to get on the 100 county tour. I think though that you're fairly well known, but all you got to do is go on the road with President Trump for a while, don't you? Just a few days. It's not going to take long,
look,
is it?
Yeah, I could not agree more. And, when I was the state party chair for 5 years, I did all 100 counties every year. And I think that it's absolutely essential for anybody who's going to contemplate running in this state to be able to get out from one end of the state to the other. It's a very big, beautiful state filled with great people. And, that doesn't matter whether you're running in Massachusetts or Maine or New Hampshire or North Carolina. You have got to get out into every community and talk to those people about the issues, find out what they care about, and put solutions on the table.
What have you talked to Lara Trump? I'm sure you have. You know, what did she say? What's her advice for you, or why didn't she run?
Well, look, I did talk to Laura. She's a very, very good friend. Obviously, when I was the chair, I am still the chair, but as the chair of the RNC, and she was my co-chair there, you know, we talked every single day. You know, I think ultimately for her, you know, she's living in Florida. She's got a family. She's got young kids. She's got a great opportunity with Fox News right now. And running for office, whether it was in Florida or North Carolina, is just not the right time for her. You know, I really, truly love Laura Trump. And, you know, I think that there is definitely going to be a time where she may want to step out from behind the camera and hit the campaign trail. And I can tell you, she is a tremendous asset. She was an unbelievable partner at the RNC. And I think that, you know, she is an unbelievable, you know, resource for the conservative movement on Fox News right now. And we are far better off to have her involved.
I think I read this week that you guys have over five times as much cash on hand as the Democrats. That's a pretty good sign, isn't it?
It really is. Look, I think that, you know, the supporters that we have at the RNC right now are supporting us because they are seeing the president and Congress deliver on the agenda that we won with in 2024. The Democrats are in complete disarray. They are marching further and further to the left. They're getting away from people all across this country and the issues that they care about. And also, you know, at the RNC, we're making sure that we are good stewards of the money that we raise. And we're going to make sure that it is going to be put, you know, towards the election and making sure that we're going to win.
All right, Michael Whately, I appreciate you being with us, chair of the Republican National Committee. And don't be a stranger when you're running for the U.S. Senate next year in North Carolina. Keep that seat. Got to keep that seat Republican. Those seats go back and forth, or they did until very recently. You know, you're right. You've been keeping them in Republican hands over the last 10 years or so. That's got to continue.
Yes, sir. No, I appreciate it. It's good to talk to you. We'll be back soon.
Thank you. Michael Whately, the chair of the Republican National Committee. Don't you just love it when one of your favorites comes back? We were just talking about the UNC Tar Heel football team. They've been on kind of a downhill slide for about, I don't know, 60 years or so, 70 years. Maybe they're coming back. Who knows? Who knows?
A bookie is what Bill Belichick reads to his girlfriend before bedtime.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Well, this July, guess who's back for sure and better than ever? Raycon's fan favorite Everyday Earbuds Classic, now packing active noise cancellation. Who's ready for the return of their favorite Everyday Earbuds? They are the perfect way to tune out all the noise around you and tune in to something great. The latest version of Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic now features active noise cancellation, the one thing they were missing. Pair that with 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery, and your Raycons will never leave your ears. I'm always wearing mine, especially in the morning when I take that walk before the heat starts, or in the evening, although tonight it's really hot and there may be thunderstorms. I'll be wearing them if I'm just sitting at home, you know, because I won't be bothering the mailroom manager with music she doesn't like. Their audio quality rivals all the big audio brands you know and love at half the price. Don't believe me? Check out their tens of thousands of five-star reviews. You are really going to love it. If you have a different brand of earbuds, you know, yeah, they're okay, but they don't look all that great, and they don't have the active noise cancellation, and they cost a lot more. Get yourself a new pair of Everyday Earbuds Classic from Raycon. And Icon returns. Get yours today with free shipping on every pair of Raycon earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie to get 20% off the fan favorite Everyday Earbuds Classic. Right now, Raycon is offering 20% off their Everyday Earbuds Classic. Buyraycon.com/Howie, sponsored by Raycon. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Instagram.
Yeah, hi, I'm a big influencer.
Howie Carr Radio Network.
Go ahead and check it out. Recipe in bio.
Howie Carr is back.
We're having a great time this afternoon at the 110 Grill in Woburn. As you know, there are 40 110 Grills all through the Northeast. You can find one close to you. And we'll be here for another 2 hours, so come on down if you're in the area. And we've got people from, again, from all over New England in the area. 844-500-4242. Joining us now is Bernie. He's the director of operations for the whole chain. Thank you, Bernie. We're having a great time here this afternoon. You're great hosts.
Thank you, Howie. It's great to have you here. You have a great turnout. Show your great fans here with us.
And tell us about every season the 110 Grill changes its specials and tries to respond to the various weather and the food that's coming in. What do you got this summer?
So this is a unique time because we're right at the end of one feature rollout and about to go into another one. So if you come out today, you can have our great Surf and Turf Burger, which is our certified Angus beef with our lobster salad on top on a pan of Dosi onion roll, which is my favorite on the new features. We also have a great tuna poke bowl, which is our house tuna, freshly caught, and then in a martini glass with a kale salad underneath it. But coming up, starting in about a week, we have our brand new sticky ribs, which are hand-cut ribs made to order with our brand new sticky sauce on it. And the item I'm most excited about, we're calling it our Cosa Pasta, which is like a Cajun andouille sausage with grilled chicken on it.
I like that stuff.
Spicy Alfredo, and I love to add the shrimp to it.
Well, I'm glad you get the southern touches in here, whether it's peach cobbler or the Louisiana sausage. That's great.
Yeah, I mean, it's good for us because the best part of being an American restaurant is we can do whatever we want, just make great food.
So tell us about your award-winning gluten-free menu.
So gluten-free is something that's near and dear to our hearts. We pride ourselves in making our food gluten-free naturally, but only picking the best products. So when it comes into the building, it can be gluten-free, but most people don't even know. For example, our fryolators, no gluten goes in them, but you would think you're eating your average fried food. It's crispy. It's delicious. You would never know that there's no flour in it.
Now, where can listeners find a 110 Grill? Most of them know, but I'll just put that out there for everybody.
So our home is New England. We have our 40 locations across New England and New York. We're in Connecticut, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Massachusetts. So pretty much wherever you go, you can find a 110 Grill.
And, it's a hot day for the patios. We didn't expect many people in the patios today, but it's a good feature at all your places.
Yeah, so all our 110s do have a patio. It's a little hot for today. I don't know who'd want to eat out there on a hot day, but on most days, especially early fall, in the summer, in the spring, we have our beautiful fire pits, umbrellas out on our patio, and it's just a great place to dine.
Yeah, and I always like to mention the loyalty program because it's a great deal. We use it, the Carr family uses it all the time with our kids. Tell us about how it works.
So it is a great program. It's for every dollar you spend on non-alcoholic beverages and food. You get a point up to $110, and then you get money off. You get different rewards when you sign up. You get a free dessert, and it also goes with our sister company Aviva, so you can use your loyalty at both restaurants.
It's really great. And tell us about the seasonal desserts.
So the seasonal desserts right now is the peach cobbler, which is naturally gluten free and is delicious. It blew my mind when we made it. You really have to try it to appreciate how good it is. Coming up next, we have our homemade strawberry shortcake, which is going to be delicious. I got to try it the other day, and it was out of this world.
All right, and we're running out of time here, but give us about 10 seconds on the private dining rooms.
So most of our locations have a private dining room. They hold right around 50 people, and it's a great place to have a baby shower, coincidentally, to host a meeting, to do a company outing. It's a beautiful space.
Just go to 110grill.com to find a location, find out about all the deals we've been talking about. Thank you, Bernie. Come on down, everybody, to the 110 Grill.